Wow, it's nearly 7 o'clock. I'm on the Velocipede biking home, pissing down with rain. This is a battle cry. I tell you why. Sizemore, if you're listening, last week at some point, I think I noticed you dropping some Viking isms into the tweet stream. And about a year ago, me and Rach went to Iceland for 3 days, and place blew my mind utterly. From a Viking perspective, we took a bus out of Reykjavik across the lava fields, looked at the ice caps. Nearly got involved in some 4x4 action with snow chains, and realised that we complain about the weather, some of us in the UK. This is a race of people who live most of the time in darkness, some of the time in unbearable heat, and have this incredible Viking spirit. Good music scene as well, but it's by the by. So my hat's off to the Vikings is to ride home in the pissing rain, in the freezing cold, wearing a t-shirt. That's how I roll. The reality of it is I'm a tit. I didn't bring a waterproof. That's how I roll. So yeah, man, it was interesting to see those little Viking bits and pieces. When we were at the airport, Reykjavik coming back, I picked up two books. One, hold on. Approaching a vast underwater lake that's probably got some kind of Cthuloid mass writhing in the bottom. So let me just navigate through that bad boy. Okay, not too bad. No deep ones. The first book was Independent People, which is supposedly the seminal novel of Iceland, which I didn't finish. The second one was N'Jarl's Saga. It's one of the famous Icelandic sagas. There's a bit in that where a guy is sliding down a frozen river on a flat boat, and he cuts someone's head off on the shore as he slides past. And I thought, this is like, you know, Christ knows how old this literature is, and it's a movie scene. And the other fascinating thing about Iceland is because they're so remote and so pure, I guess you could err on brutal in who they let in, how they mix with external cultures, they can still read their Icelandic literature in the language in which it was written with no modification. Anyway, I'm not going to be a Viking tomorrow. I'm going to be a southern pussy and wear a jacket. Over and out. Sizemore, good to hear you on audio boo again. Bye.